Hi everyone, we are in our second day of Haggai, and today we're looking at Haggai chapter 1, verses 12 through 15. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent them, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke to the people with the Lord's message, "I am with you," declares the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, the governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and worked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the month, in the sixth month, in the second year of Darius the king. So in yesterday's devotion, we talked about how God confronted the people of Israel. And he says things like, you know, he accuses them of like living in their paneled houses, in their fancy or comfortable houses, while God's house was in ruins. That was verse 4. And verse 9, he says that, you know, my house lies in ruins while each of you busies himself with his own house. What God was confronting his people about was that they were neglecting God, right? Now, remember, again, these Israelites had returned to their homeland 18 years ago. But after 18 years, God's temple, God's house, was still in ruins. These people had built up and worked on their own houses, but they neglected God's house. And so God speaks through Haggai, and he challenges his people to consider their ways, to like make rebuilding God's house a priority. And now, again, this is not about the building per se, right? It's not about like God's like, oh man, I don't have a place to live. It's the priority of the people. Their hearts, their priority wasn't to worship God, which would have happened at that temple. Their priority was on themselves. And now, when we think about confrontation, we maybe don't expect that much, right? If we were, as a pastor, you know, I have to confront people at times, or maybe you have to talk to someone, and, you know, especially in mass like this, right? We might have this low expectation that a lot's going to happen. But what we see in this passage is something of the Holy Spirit. Haggai, you know, with the power of God, challenges the people. Like, can you stop busying yourself with your own house? Can you focus, consider your ways, focus on God's house, make him a priority? And what we see in this passage is it works. The people, it says, all the remnant of the people, all of them, they repent, they obey. And it says they feared the Lord. Now, this is really simple and basic, I know, but God speaks and all the people listen. This is essential revival. God did does this miraculous and awesome thing in his people. And what we see in verse 13, again, a small thing, but profound and deep and important. God sees this, right? God sees his people like fearing him, like repenting, turning back to him, obeying him. And then God wants his people to know in verse 13, he says, "I am with you." This is like God's encouragement to his people, like, "I am with you. As you've turned your lives around, as you turn and come back to me." And it says that in the verse after that, God stirs up their spirits. He stirs up the spirits of their leaders, the spirit of all of the people. Their hearts are renewed, stirred up, and miracles happen. Like this great revival happens in their hearts as they focus in on doing the work of God. You know, God's presence here, it's not conditional on their obedience per se, but it's an encouragement as their hearts turn to God. It's not about God's house being like spick and span and well taken care of. It's not about that. It's about their hearts desiring to turn to God. And as that happens, God declares to them, "I'm with you." And as I think about where we are as people today, you know, I realize a lot of us might be spiritually in like not great places. You know, we're in a pandemic. There's so much confusion about what's going on in the world, in our lives, in this country. Not just public health-wise, but politically and socially, so many issues. And I think this leads a lot of us to maybe busy ourselves or just get confused about like focusing on God. But there is an encouragement here, is that all we need to do is turn to God. If we just devote our hearts and our minds, make the priority of our lives Jesus, following him, God will stir up our spirits. God will say, I am with you. So wherever our hearts are, I just want to encourage us this day, let's put God first. Let's desire to be with him as he desires to be with us. And as that happens, I believe revival can come in our lives. Revival can come in our church. Revival can come in this world as we put our faith and our trust in him. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you that you love us and that you're with us, God. And Lord, our hearts come from a lot of different places. Maybe we're in a place that we need to rebuild. And that's where we are, God. I pray that we will know the truth that you are with us. And that we'll experience the depth, the width, the breadth, all of your love in our lives. Encourage us, God. Stir up our spirits to live for you, Lord. We thank you, God. We love you. In your name we pray. Amen.